The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hip to be square. Huey with Piscopo. Here we go. Power of love. Thank you, Albert.
Really
you're
that
right. Power of love. You know what I'm doing? I'm totally distracted. Listen to this. Watch this. So Al gets on me not to buy any more Apple products because they don't work. They really do. And like our young producer, so Matt said yesterday when Matt was producing, he goes, "You can't. Apple makes the products so they last two years." And it's so true. So I buy the big 10, the X, the phone, the whatever the number it is, the big phone, the Plus. And it just freezes up on you. You've got to wean me off of Apple products. Are you like, but I think it's a baby boomer thing, isn't it? We all have Apple products because we were brought up with the Apple, with the original Apple.
I don't have an Apple product. I have a Google Pixel. Works great.
But you're younger than I.
No, I'm not that. Okay? Listen, again, you buy this junk, you spend all this money, and the thing doesn't work.
It does. It has frozen. Look at my iPhone.
We're in the break. All I'm hearing is Siri. Hello. What? Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm misidentifying the songs. Because
Hip to be square. All right. Well, don't forget, you did diss Huey Lewis on Saturday Night Live. So, I mean,
I still feel good. And now I misannounced his song. Joe, I'm a big fan. Yeah. Saturday Night Live.
You shushed him.
I will lay on my pillow at night and think of the dumb things that I've done. And I was a huge Huey Lewis. I still am a great Huey Lewis fan. And he's now the guest on Saturday Night Live. But I was so scared. I was in the middle of a sketch. We were blocking. It was a Thursday. You have that 8-hour blocking day. I'm always so uptight. No, it was just fear. And I tap on my shoulder. Joe, I'm a big fan. Yeah. And I turn around and go, thank you. You're very kind.
I put my finger up.
It was Huey Lewis. You think I say, Huey, man, how are you, brother? Like me following and stalking James Brown when James was on the show. I stalked him and became James Brown. Yeah, I could have been Huey Lewis's friend right now. But
you could have
blew him off.
See, now you know what's going to happen. So now, remember, Huey Lewis, they had to stop touring because he lost his hearing.
That's my fault.
They couldn't tour anymore.
Because I shushed him.
No, I don't think so. Al, you didn't put the Malarkey on him. But anyway, his hearing apparently has returned, and they're coming out with another album, and I think they're going to tour again. So what we're going to do is we're going to go, and then we're going to figure out a way to get backstage so you can finally, after all these years, go, look, I'm sorry I shushed you.
Then he'll shush
big
me.
Big fan.
Yeah. I don't forget, Piscopo. You shush
that
me.
That would be great.
I was studio age.
That would be great.
You shush me.
You see him turn around. Hey, news. Hey, news. Get over here.
Hey, news.
Take this guy, Huey Lewis, in the news. News, get over here. Take him out. Fake news to you.
Huey Lewis and the fake news.
That's right.
That is it. Oh, my God. I would go just to apologize. Oh, the dumb things I've done.
Yeah, just to apologize. I'm not going to stay for the show. I'm just apologizing. Got to get home.
Oh, only me. Al with Joe. Frankie's coming back next week. We think. Did you hear from Frankie Fibros at all? Our boy?
No, he sent out one tweet last night about how he doesn't like chain restaurants. I believe
he's on
his boat.
He's on a cruise ship. I mean, what has that got to do with anything?
I believe. Well, they probably had a chain restaurant on the boat. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
But I believe he is docking later today, so he'll be back this weekend on his show. And
hey, Brian, and we look forward to having Frankie. He'll be back. Yeah, Monday, Sunday for a show. Al, you think?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah. They've got great block of radio that I love on Sunday mornings that you got to listen to. Frankie Five Boroughs and
I don't ever listen to it, but you know.
Morano. You're the worst.
I freely admit that.
I'm trying to plug the
show. No, that's good for you. It's great that you listen.
You're the worst. You don't care.
I get up five days a week at the crack of dawn.
I don't think you're going to Five Borough's wedding. I really don't think you're going. I'm telling you right now.
Save an envelope. That's good. No.
Hey, look at that. Remember The Godfather? Look at all that money in the envelope like that. Oh, my goodness. Remember that?
No, wasn't that in Goodfellas? They're going to dance, and Karen says to him, what about the envelope?
No, it was Huey Lewis in the news.
News, yeah, that's it. Huey Lewis. Bob Dylan.
Hey, News, come here. Hey, News, I'm a big fan.
Could you see him doing that, though? Oh, News, come here. Hip to be square, all right, okay.
Well, everybody's got a nickname. You know, News is a good nickname. Al, you know, now, oh, look, I just got a text, so I'm playing with my phone. Al, you're so right, though. I got that. When you're right, you're right, Cthulhu.
Carol's texting you again.
Well, I can't text back, so I lose out now.
Can I text back?
Hey, Brian Zagan's producing with us. Brian, doing a great job, by the way, Brian, and we appreciate it very much. Dude, can I take the SIM card out of the phone? Will that reboot it, do you think, if I take something out? Or just, I guess I'll be going to the Apple store this afternoon on the way to Staten
Brian, do you even have an iPhone?
I don't, actually. I'm as lost as you are, Joe, to be honest with you.
No one buys the young generation. I think Apple's had it. I'm telling you, Apple's had it. The young generation is smarter than I am.
Now they got the new one coming out. Well, didn't Samsung has now released a new phone you can fold up?
Yeah. It's good.
And it's like
cool,
a grand.
Actually. Looks pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, by the way, tonight, I just want to remind you, we will be at Angelina's Restaurante, and this is called A Night for Nicolette. And Nicolette's mom, we lost Nicolette 4 months ago, and this is about drugs and how we lose so many kids nowadays to drugs. So we're raising money for the Staten Island University Hospital, Nicolette's Dream. And this is the way a mom is keeping Nicolette's memory alive. She says it's not going to be somber. It's going to be a celebration. We're going to come in. I'm going to step up and have some fun. So this is at Angelina's Restaurant. I believe, Albert, it's sold out. But if you want to check on my social media on Facebook, Instagram, or on Jersey Joe Piscopo, you can make a donation.
I would just look up Angelina's online and give them a call. Yeah. I know you have to buy tickets before going. You can't show up at the restaurant tonight.
Yeah. Lisa Chiavola is going to, she's putting this whole thing together. A lot of folks are going to be there, and I'm proud to be there. God bless her for doing that for her late daughter. Just a beautiful thing. I worry about it every day, Albert. You know, you worry about it. And then I'm out in Huntington County. I know Jackson, that age too, man. It is just rampant.
Yeah.
I would like to see everybody in Washington get together for that. Yeah, and the president stepped up, and he did. And he had Mike Lindell come in, you know, and it was about opioid addiction and things like that. And it was great. But then he gets sidetracked, like, with the Mueller probe and all the politics and everything else, and they should concentrate on this, on the drug problem. And when the president goes, and forgive me for making this political, this is me speaking, nobody else, but when you shut down and you at least keep a closer watch on the southern border of the United States, this is where 90% of these drugs come through. They said they come through other ports, they do. And even the fentanyl, it comes from China too, we know that. But a lot of it comes, and most of it comes from the southern border. So the wall thing, maybe we could work something out to keep the gangs from coming in, from keeping the drugs from coming in. I'm just saying, because you can't make up what's happening. Let me just break it down for you on this Friday. Even though it's Friday, we like to have fun, and Jeffrey Lyon's going to tell you what you want to do with the movies. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Jeff Norris, by the way, next. You don't want to miss Jeff. He is so, you got to hear Jeff's, first of all, we had Jimmy Brewer yesterday, who's brilliant. Jimmy at Bergen Pack. You got to see Jimmy live at Long Island, but he's going to be at the Bergen County Performing Arts Center, and he's going to be over there, Bergen Pack. You got to check that out. Jimmy did the original Joe Pesci. Have you heard Jeff Norris's Joe Pesci?
I have not. Hysterical.
I mean, he does that. And the cat story. I'm going to ask Jeff. We're going to have fun with Jeff in the 9 o'clock hour. And then Dr. Nina Radcliffe is going to join us as well.
Why the clearing of the throat? She's talking about heart, not throat. What's the matter?
She's a friend. She's a friend.
Yeah. Huh? Hello?
Is this on?
Hello.
Nina Radcliffe will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Oof. She's an anesthesiologist now. I mean, really? You know what I'm saying?
What?
And talk about knocking you out, baby.
Yeah, hey. Well.
Hey, but let me go back to the news for a second, because we want to have fun.
Please.
Hey, take my news, please. So this, you're a gal.
Have, what?
You're a young gal, and you're born in Hackensack, New Jersey, and then you go to Alabama, and then you go, I'm going to go fight for ISIS. Listen, follow this, what I'm telling you. I'm going to go fight for ISIS. And you leave. And you go. And you leave the United States of America to what? To fight. What? To marry one ISIS person? To marry another ISIS thug? You're going to marry another one? Have a kid? Now, Donald Trump, excuse me, Donald Trump, Mad Dog Mattis, you know, General Kelly, but Donald Trump, you got him credit, shuts down ISIS, right? He shuts down ISIS. Now she wants to come home. She wants to come home with her kid. Oh, I was born there. I want to come home. And Mike Pompeo, from Donald Trump, goes to Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, you are not allowed back in this country. And this is what I love about this administration, because you feel, and I know there is a part of you going, well, you know, she made a mistake. You know, she was 19, but you're a war criminal, because there are about 800 or 900 ISIS fighters that want to come back into Europe. And you know that Macron and everybody else, they're going to let them back into London, and they're going to let them back into France, and they're going to let them back into Belgium. And all these people want is death and destruction. And I don't even think – they don't even care. They always say it's an ideological thing. No, it's not. They're just thugs. They're just – they all, because if they don't fight us, they're going to fight amongst themselves. And now – this girl wants to come back to the United States, and she wants to return to the United States. And President Trump tweeted Wednesday, this was, that he had ordered Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to let her back into the country. And I think that's right. Pompeo says this gal is not a U.S. citizen, will not be allowed into the U.S. Her father filed suit yesterday arguing that his daughter is a U.S. citizen and that the administration is unconstitutionally robbing her and her 18-month-old son of the rights as citizens. The lawsuit says she's willing to surrender to any charges. The problem was the father was a diplomat, and he was not. So if a diplomat comes in and you have a child that's born in America, as this girl was, she is not technically a citizen of the United States. Stay the heck out. You got to be firm on this. And it breaks my heart, because I'm a bleeding heart, guilty as charged. I have three daughters, and my heart goes out to this girl. She must have been brave. She joined ISIS, the war criminal, war criminal. And those people that want to go back into Europe, and the president is right. When the president says, you try them as war criminals. And that's why we voted for Donald J. Trump. I'm telling you right now, forgive me if it's too pro-Trump. You think if Hillary's in office, what do you think would happen? Oh, come on in. Come on in. You think any progressive socialist in office is going to let that happen? Come on in. They're opening the borders. You know what they would say to this girl, the Democrats? They would say, are you going to vote for us? Because if you vote for us, I'll let you in. I mean, that's exactly what will happen. Everything is so upside down and backwards. This gal should not come in. But Al, you know, it breaks my heart, because I feel, you know, you feel for the
yeah,
girl.
But you know what, Joe? She made her decision. She made her choice. Now she has to live with it. Now, apparently, didn't she post a picture at one point when she left this country with her passport, and she said, won't be needing these anymore, and I guess she was it was alleged that she was going to burn them or whatever. So she doesn't have any legal way to get back into this country anyway. She doesn't have a passport. She could go to an embassy. Yeah, they would arrest her. Yeah, and then whether or not they try her for war crimes, you know, is another issue. But to say that, you know, we should just let her back in because she was born here. No, she made a conscious decision to join a terrorist organization. The only way to let her back into this country is in handcuffs and put her in jail and put her on trial and make her serve time.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it.
Well, but if she's not a citizen, and technically she's not a citizen.
She was born here. Yeah, if it's true, and they have a birth certificate that she was born here, then she's a legitimate citizen. But she doesn't
I don't know that she is, and that's the question that we have to find out. And you know why? Because if you're a diplomat like her father was, it shows that, and we'll look into that now. Brian, if we could check that out. There's a technicality where she is technically not a citizen. If she was, then you're absolutely right. You bring her back, you try her as a war criminal, and you lock her up. But you feel bad. She's got a kid. She's young. You go,
but why do you feel bad? She made the decision to go join a terrorist organization and have a kid with a terrorist. Yeah, I don't feel bad for this person.
And you know
that's a conscious decision.
You know what's scary, too? And listen, and again, it's Friday. We want to keep it light. But when you think of what ISIS did, they burned people alive. And how many of those ISIS fighters, and maybe the husbands of this girl, they slit throats. Do you remember all that? I don't forget. And they went after Christians. Christians and just be those Christians in orange jumpsuits at the water with that video. Don't forget any of that. This girl wants to come back, and the father goes, "Oh, let her back in. Get the heck out. Kick them all out for crying out loud." I agree. I mean, my heart goes out, but my goodness gracious, you got to be firm like this. And what's really frightening is if Europe lets those 800 or whatever the number is, 900 terrorists that fought, they fought with. It's like the Nazis. It's like, what do you do with the Nazis? You try them the way they did in Nuremberg, and that's what they should do here. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio.
Oh, so Joe, before we go to traffic, a friend of mine who is listening right now, she sends me this whole thing. She said, right from page 7 of your passport, loss of citizenship. Under certain circumstances, you may lose your U.S. citizenship by performing voluntarily and with the intention to relinquish U.S. citizenship any of the following acts. One, being naturalized in a foreign state. Two, taking an oath or declaration to a foreign state. Three, serving in the armed forces of a foreign state. Four, accepting employment with a foreign government. Or five, formally renouncing U.S. citizenship before a U.S. consulate officer overseas. She agreed to this when she got her passport. Yep. Shouldn't be a big surprise. Yep. It's printed in the passport. There you go.
See how informed your gumadas are.
My gumada.
She is my sister's best friend.
Please.
There you go. I stand corrected. How informed our listeners are. Jeffrey Lyons coming up in a minute. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, the one, the only Debbie Duhaime out there looking out for you. How you, Debbie?
See, look at Al's girlfriends are all listening. Isn't that nice?
Not my girlfriend. She's a friend.
He's like Hugh Hefner, this guy. He's like, you know.
My gumadas are smart, Mike. Smart.
Not like everybody Not like everybody says. Right. Debbie, it's Friday. Oh, 8:20 in the morning. I don't even want to think about it. How bad is it out there, my dear?
It's actually not that terrible, but we do have a couple of problem spots. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. 111 is still closed over on Hophog, out by the LIE. That's an accident investigation. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out toward Lindenhurst, getting reports of a collision there on the island as well. Now, we're still seeing some pockets of volume cross Bronx west into Rosedale Avenue. An accident there was cleared out of the way only 5 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound GWB looks fine. Lincoln 25 Holland. That's about 20 minutes in. And 280 West, exit 15, a crash in Newark. Sponsored by the Empire State Building. Dazzle your sweetheart with sparkling, panoramic New York City skyline views from the top of the Empire State Building. There's simply no better place to visit to create romance and memories that will last a lifetime. Purchase your tickets online at EmpireStateBuilding.com. Open daily until 2 a.m. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. Hey, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher says we can learn from the fake beating case.
The damage that this guy caused with this horrible, horrible accusation. If we haven't learned anything, we should learn that the media better stop jumping to conclusions. We need to stop jumping to conclusions. Everybody needs to stop jumping to conclusions. We need a wake-up call.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Herpazinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpazinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpazinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpazinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on everything you need to take care of your home. Get your coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings only at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 28th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Hello, Oh, there? It's a Joe on the radio. It's 823 right now. Jeffrey Lyons is standing by. I see the phone calls, too. If you can hang, I promise I'll get to the phone calls as soon as I can. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan, too. You know, there's a way that you can consider charities and giving to charities after you're gone. After you're gone, I'm just saying. And like Frankie Five Burrows always says, you know, maybe your favorite morning team? I'm just saying. Well, you know, when you plan your will and your trust and you go to Connors and Sullivan, you could do it in a couple ways. You could establish that philanthropic plan so it serves your interest and protects your assets, by the way. The second is to think about how you can include your favorite organizations in your will and trust. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create that philanthropic plan, wills and trusts as well, that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes. No one likes thinking about it. I can't stand having to think about all that business. But when I said, okay, we got to take care of that, I went to my consigliere, my son Joey, my big son Joey, and we called Lisa over at Connors and Sullivan. They were so nice. And Mike is so knowledgeable on all of this, and you get a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan. You have to, you know what? You got to plan. Mike always says, he told me, he goes, Joe, you got to plan. That's the worst thing. People forget to plan. You can plan, and Connors and Sullivan makes it so easy. So I invite you to go for that free initial consultation with one of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys. Discuss what's most important to you and what it will take to get it done. Connors and Sullivan's offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and on Staten Island. Here's the number, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or you can visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. You hear him everywhere, everywhere. Yet he takes time to call Joey on the radio. Jeffrey, welcome back. Nice to hear your voice always, my friend.
I love the ad for Make Your Will Out. Remember the Honeymooners where Ralph Cramden inherits a fortune? And it turns out to be the name of a parakeet. And he goes,
get the bag.
Whoa, and he faints.
Get the bag. We're rich.
I'm rich.
We're rich. Remember that? Oh,
get the bag, Norton. Get the bag.
That's right.
That was the best.
I know Al's a big fan of the Honeymooners too. Yeah, I'd like to do a Honeymooners trivia contest. Was the name? What was the name of the Chinese restaurant?
Oh, what a great! Only you, Jeffrey. Al, help me out here, buddy. Hong Kong Gardens. Oh,
and
that's
who's the Italian neighbor in the house? Mrs. Manicotti.
Mrs. Manicotti. I know. It was so racist. Remember, Mrs. Manicotti coming with the Italian accent.
She's just an Italian lady. It wasn't racist. She was.
I do that. I knock all the dishes all over. Did we just remember that? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you meet Gleason, by the way? Can I ask Jeffrey?
I have met Gleason. Yeah, my father knew him, of course, and Gleason played. My great uncle was a federal agent in Prohibition, and he and his partner were known as Izzy and Mo. Izzy Einstein was my great uncle, and Gleason and Art Carney played them in a made-for-TV movie. What happened was he was a fat Jewish man, and in his pants he had a funnel, and he would knock on the door of speakeasies, and nobody thought a federal agent looked like him. Yeah. And he would come in and he would take the booze and pour it down the funnel, so I was told, and that was evidence. And there was a Broadway show which lasted about a week about them. And Gleason and Carney, and I knew Carney, I interviewed Carney once, and I told you this, you know, when FDR couldn't do his fireside chats on the radio, they had a young actor standing by who could imitate FDR perfectly, and it was Art Carney.
That is a fascinating piece of trivia.
Yeah,
did indeed Carney ever do the fireside chat?
No, but he was always on standby. But if you go on YouTube and you type in Art Carney as FDR, you'll see Carney imitating it. Sounds perfect. I mean, I'm sure the future Ed Norton didn't say on the radio, "Boy, that Hitler, what a grouch," you know. He didn't.
I tell you,
people of a certain age get that joke.
But you know what? I will sit down with my young kids and I'll say, "Watch this," and they always laugh. The Honeymooners are timeless; they really are.
My wife finds it depressing.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the movie Harry and Tonto, for which Art Carney won the Oscar for Best Actor, he and Lee Strasberg, the great acting teacher, my acting teacher, sat down on those benches on Upper Broadway. And the two old men, and he says, whatever the character's name, "Hey, Bill, when was the last time you were with a woman?" Yeah. And he said, "Oh, that's easy. Thursday, March 4th, 1948.
Ba-boom. Unbelievable.
Hey, Jeffrey, by the way, today,
Yes,
today,
sir.
My son will be on the Wendy Williams Show talking Oscars. Tomorrow, the world champion Red Sox play the Yankees in the spring on MLB, 1:30.
The world champion Red Sox. If you're the manager,
you're a big Yankee fan. Who do you put at first base, Greg Bird or Luke Voit?
Yeah, well, I'm a Bird guy. I just think he's more reliable, but I'm not an expert.
All the time.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But you with the Red Sox, I mean, more Red Sox fans, and it's okay now. It's like, was it Bill Bratton came on the show? And they said, oh, yeah, Red Sox, Boston, the Red Sox, they're all Red Sox guys, and we live with it now.
When you hear the great Bill Bratton talk, it's Pakya Khan, Habib
Yah. Yeah. And he is great. And Jeffrey, so tell me, I'm embarrassed to ask you this, Jeffrey Lyons. The Academy Awards are this weekend? They're this weekend? Are they this weekend already?
Yes.
How did I not know? And they have no host.
No, I don't think they're going to get big ratings either. By the way, before I say that, I want to plug a quick plug for a movie.
Yeah.
There's a film called Prosecuting Evil about Benjamin, I keep forgetting his last name. He is the 5'4" prosecutor of the Nuremberg war crimes trials, and next month he celebrates his 99th birthday.
He's still alive,
Benjamin Ferentz, his name is. 60
wow.
Minutes did a piece on him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I always thought he prosecuted, you know, Hermann Göring and all those.
Yeah,
other.
Yeah.
No, they were going to close up shop. And he said, wait a minute. These are the ones, they never killed anybody. They just ordered the killings. I want the officers who used to kill Jews before the concentration camps in ditches and trucks laden with gas. And so he found 30 of these lower echelon, all officers, mass murderers. He found one man who had murdered 30,000 Jews in 2 days, and he sent them all to the gallows. He was 5 foot. He is 5'4" or so, and he stood on a box to look over the podium to prosecute these cretins, these monsters, and sent all 30 or so of them to the gallows. And it's a documentary, and it's called Prosecuting Evil, and it opens today. So I urge everybody to go see it.
Fabulous.
And all you Holocaust deniers, like Mel Gibson's father, go see this movie. But anyway, let's talk Oscars.
Yes, sir. What are you thinking? Is Gaga got a shot? We love Lady Gaga.
For best song, I think as an actress, she's a great singer, and as a singer, she's an adequate actress. I don't think she's going to win the Oscar with Glenn Close as long overdue.
You're looking at Glenn Close on this, huh?
Absolutely. And for actor in a leading role, I'm picking Christian Bale to win. He became Dick Cheney. I mean, you cannot see the difference between him and Dick Cheney talking out of the side of his mouth and hunching over like that.
Jeffrey, we talked, and I said, I got to watch this because I have no time. I said, let me just watch this.
Right.
And despite what you think politically, all politics aside, what a performance. Oh, my goodness.
Did you see the Golden Globes? He thanked Satan for helping him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you know what? Why do these guys even open their mouth as people? Excuse me for saying that. But, you know, and they have a right to do it. I understand. But really, just act. Because you know what, Jeffrey? That was, like, scary. When he turns to the – I don't want to give anything away if you haven't seen it. It's called Vice. When he turns to the camera at the end of the movie, how creepy was that? That's so real, right?
Huh? I wonder if Cheney has seen it, by the way.
Yeah, I understand they walked out. But I understand. I didn't like the way they
–
No, they attacked the family.
George Bush stayed for Will Ferrell's W. I think so.
Did he? Oh, you know what? You may be right. You may be right.
But
Bradley Cooper, no shot with Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born.
I wouldn't say no shot. He's a nominee. I don't think he's going to win though. Actor in a supporting role. I'm picking Sam Elliott for his career and for A Star Is Born. He was born 50 years after TV westerns were at their peak. He would have been great up there with Cheyenne
and
I think he's going to win. For actress in a leading role, as we said, Glenn Close. Actress in a supporting role, I think Amy Adams is going to win. Everybody thinks Regina King would win, and she might. She's the only other one who might win, I think. Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz are both previous winners, and so they'll knock each other out since they're nominees for the same movie. And animated feature film, I think Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I think that's going to win. For Best Picture, I'm picking The Green Book over The Favorite, Roma. I was bored by much of Roma, but I think Alfonso Cuarón will win Best Director for that. But I think The Green Book is going to win.
I think you're absolutely right. The Green Book what a great movie. By the way, who's a supporting actor, Mahershala Ali, right?
But he won 2 years ago. And I think, you know, and
they won't do it. OK,
well, I just don't think so. He was great in it. My father knew both of those people, by the way.
Tony Lip. Tony Lip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he was in the Copa five nights a week getting stories for his column.
Wow, wow.
Were you ever at the Copa? Did you ever perform there?
No,
there?
It was closed before I even
before
went there.
And your
I go
time,
by,
right?
I go by it now, and I see, and you think it's like this gigantic thing. It was a little club, correct, Jeffrey? It was just like a 200 seats?
I have memories of going there once or twice. I remember the Stork Club better. I would go with my father on his rounds, and you'd meet everybody, every newsworthy, dark, bold-faced person in New York. You'd meet them every night. One night, we met Mickey Mantle and then Richard Rogers. Neither had ever heard of the other. My father loved introducing them to
line.
One another.
Great line. That's good. Hey, but Spike Lee in directing, what are you thinking?
I hope he's long overdue, and I can't wait for his speech.
I think he's going to win another year. Yeah, you don't think Spike will get it this year? Do you think he'll get it this year?
No, I look at the Oscars as the toll booth through which I have to pass to get to the baseball season.
Yeah. You're the best.
And I wish they put all five songs together in a medley rather than the fourth nominated. I don't remember the songs from movies. I remember the movies.
But you agree that they're going to go all out with cinematography and with some of the other things that they were going to...
Don't dare put those into the commercial time. Yeah. That was terrible. And that had no host, and then they had a category of most popular film, which they dropped. It needs new leadership. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about the Oscars now.
You know, Jeffrey, we're going to check out Prosecuting Evil. That sounds like a must-see. We will watch that. And, Jeff, we'll talk to you next week and see how this all plays out. Jeffrey Lyons, always appreciate your time.
I probably get them all wrong.
All right. No, I don't. Not usually. Jeffrey, thank you. Send love, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week for sure. Jeffrey Lyons right there, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 835. I see the phone calls. Oh, Al's going to kill me. Let me go to Big Julie real quick, Al, before we go to break. Big Julie, we got seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing, buddy?
I'll make it quick, Joe. I've been watching that thing with that ISIS gal. Let me tell you something. Our president's a stand-up guy. He did the right thing for all of us over here. He's wise to everybody's nonsense. Those people, when they come over here, after they do what they got to do, they wrap themselves in our flag, and they live the lifestyle they want, and they go against any party that's anything good.
That's
God bless Donald Trump and the people who are doing the right thing at this time in our lives.
Big Julie, thank you, my friend. 836. Mike Gallagher's coming up. We got to jump to Big Al right now. Hold your calls if you'd be so kind to do that. 877-970-2999. But Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new building in Queens is offering affordable housing. The 10-story building on 41st Avenue features 230 units for low- and middle-income New Yorkers. The commissioner of the Department of Housing Preservation, Maria Torres Springer, says this is the first project of the city's mandatory inclusion housing program. The initiative calls for affordable housing in rezoned facilities. The new Queens development also features 22,000 square feet for retail spaces. Transit advocates are rallying later today and holding another ride-along in the same spot where a beam from an elevated train track impaled a car in Queens. It happened Thursday afternoon near Roosevelt Avenue and 65th Street, missing the driver's face by inches. MTA officials said the board was one of several large pieces of wood that had been stored beneath the tracks, but they've now been moved. Transit advocates say it's another example of the subway's crumbling infrastructure and want Albany lawmakers to say yes to congestion pricing to help fix the subways. In sports, Nets couldn't keep up with the Trailblazers, losing 113-99 in Brooklyn. The Nets have lost 6 of 8 to fall to 30-30 on the season. Rangers lost to the Wild at the Garden 4-1, and Four Devils scored to back 30 saves from Corey Schneider in a 4-0 shutout over the Senators in Newark. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Starting off on the PATH trains, delays Hoboken to 33rd and Journal Square to 33rd. Ongoing switching problems, Morris and Essex, a Gladstone branch. It looks like you're still fully suspended for the day today. Let's go inbound over at the GWB. Traffic pretty light this morning at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel 25 in, Holland about 15, 280 West exit 15 in Newark, an accident, and 22 construction westbound by the Garden State Parkway out through Union. You're going to see some slowdowns there as well. It's busy on the Harlem River Drive south, heading down toward the RFK Bridge. 111 is still closed here on the island out by the LIE. It's all due to an accident investigation. A downed utility pole there as well. Southbound Thruway, very late, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And 287 East out by the New England Thruway, it's an accident being cleared. Clouds today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Ace Hardware. At Ace, save on what you need to take care of your home. Save 25% on a regular priced item under $50 when you get your coupon at acehardware.com. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings only at Ace. Valid with coupon at participating stores through February 28th.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Dr. Errol Toulon, Charles Daniels, Dr. Keith Taylor, and their distinguished attorney, Rocco Avalon. The reason we're here is because of a story that came to our attention about a possible cover-up in the Department of Corrections.
There are many occasions of downgrading and or the providing of misleading information. One common occurrence of an incident downgrade is when an inmate is the victim of a slashing. The incident is annotated as a fight and the altercation or dispute. Instead of the incident being classified as it was, a slashing, the incident would be annotated as a fight in the appropriate logbook, although the evidence clearly revealed otherwise. Issues of this nature were seen and annotated all the time.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 841 right now. All right, you know, I'm going to give you to almost 850. Look at me giving you a couple extra minutes. You know where I'm going. First five callers, next 5 minutes. How many times you hear me read about Route 22 Toyota? You know why we love Route 22 Toyota? It is a family. Iggy Giuffre and the Bram Auto Group and the Giuffre family are the folks that own and run these great dealerships. Route 22 Toyota is right there. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and they're like family. When I tell you they're like family, I've been to the Giuffre house. I've had the privilege of breaking bread with the father that started this whole beautiful, beautiful organization known as the Bram Auto Group. We broke bread in Brooklyn with the Giuffre family. And by the way, I broke bread in the showroom at Route 22 Toyota. Only me. Hey, Dominic from DR Catering came over. I'm with Carmelo and Iggy, and we're sitting around, and we're eating pizza and eating Italian food in the showroom at Route 22 Toyota. And this is when I fell in love with Route 22 Toyota. And that's when I tell you, you can get the free oil change and the free filter and the free multi-point inspection if you call 855-621-9949, one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. I do it out of love for you because it's great. They'll treat you like family. And I mean, the epitome of that, of course, is when my sister went down there. Carol didn't even tell me she needed a car. I knew she needed a car. She went down there. Shoya and everybody and Carmelo and Iggy took care of Carol like they will take care of you. Largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. This beautiful state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Hey, forgive me, I'm a car geek. So when I could tell you good things about a car, when I could tell you that you could get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, forget about it. I'm happy to be able to do that and to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. And then to offer you something for free? Are you kidding me? First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. 855-621-9949 from our friends, the family that is Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on a wild Friday on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe and Al. Frankie's back on Monday. Debbie's on the roads for you. Thank you, Arthur Idella. He is so, so much fun. And Jeff Norris in the next hour. Mamma mia, you don't want to miss Jeff and Dr. Nina Radcliffe as well, talking about heart health. Let me grab the phone call before we break for Mike Gallagher, if I can. Tom, good morning. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe, Al, guys, how are you? Al and Joe, I just want to say, you might not realize what you just did, but it was great. You are, and Joe, what makes America great, because there's two sides to you. Joe, you were talking about this young lady with your heart, even though you know she's horrible. Al was being steadfast on what makes America strong, and that's accountability.
That's right.
Between the both of you, Al and Joe, you just showed all your viewers what makes America great. There's no dictator in between either one of you. You have the heart to want to bring people back. But Al, he got behind you and said, you know, Joe, I'm holding you accountable. She can't come back. And that's what we need in this country, because that's the problem. Everybody is using the heart of America that really is our strength. But yet Al, he's the guy who backs up that heart and says, you know what? It's over with the heart, guys. Time to send you back. But you know what, Al and Joe? If you really look at what you just did, you were the epitome of what makes this country great. And I appreciate what you both did. You might not have realized it, but as soon as I heard you two talk, that's what I got out of your conversation. So, Al, don't change who you are. You're a great, strong guy for the country. You got a great voice on the radio. But, Joe, I love your old Italian heart. That's what makes America great as well. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Tom. Thank you for the kind words. So
I'd just like to say that I'm going to change my whole mood now. Starting Monday, I'm going to be the kinder, gentler Al. I'm not going to yell at people anymore.
I'm going to talk to my sister.
I'm going to go to church.
Couple. I think he was saying you make a great couple. You know, I think that's great. Yeah, no, really. But you know what, though, Tom is talking about?
You leave the cabinets open. We would not be a great couple.
You would yell at me. I do leave the cabinets open. I really do. Me and Al, unbelievable. But I love you, Al. And he's right. And Tom's right, though. He goes, Al, you have to turn. You have to be. When my mother always says, you have to discipline your kids. You have to be strong in your discipline in that regard. And Tom's right in that. And I understand my heart goes out to this ISIS gal. Look at me saying my heart goes out to this ISIS gal because she's a Jersey girl. But no, Al is right on this.
Joe, here's the difference. You and I can have a discussion and have a disagreement and disagree on the topic that we're discussing. And yet we can still talk with one another. Yeah. There's too much vitriol out there of this is my point and this is the only point that you should be listening to. That's not the way it works.
And I'll give you this, Al Gattulo. You're right. You're right in this regard. We shouldn't let these people back. Once they go with ISIS, and if they do come back, they should come back as war criminals.
Let them rot. They made their decision. Now stick to it. That's it.
Goes.
Made your decision. Stay there.
Mike Gallagher is going to weigh in on all of this. It's 8:46 right now. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Al. Hi, everybody. Let's go out to 111 over in Hop Hog. Everything's still closed out by the LIE. It's an ongoing accident investigation. New Jersey Transit, Morrison, Essex, Gladstone Branch still suspended. It's all due to the overhead wire issues. Let's see what else is going on here. Cross Bronx westbound, busy out through 3rd Avenue. Alternate side parking rules in effect. The FDR Drive South in the 90s. It's an accident there to deal with. 10 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel at Koch 59th Street Bridge. That's slowing down getting into town, but not too terrible. 280 West Exit 15 getting out through Newark. It's a spin out to contend with. Inbound GWB looks fine. Lincoln 25, Holland about 25 minutes getting into town. 22 West by the Garden State Parkway. Emergency repairs still going on, so you may see some slowdowns there. And the southbound thruway, a nice ride down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. If you're heading to 287 East out by the New England Thruway, accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains what we're up against.
Within days, we reported on this show that it was very suspect, this whole report.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized.
They're going to announce that he is an abomination. They lie because they don't even care about the truth.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, it's 2019. I'm sure we've all made our resolutions, and I'm sure a lot of them have to do with weight loss. Unfortunately, many diets start January 1st, and then they end up restarting every week. The gym is packed in the month of January, and it's a wasteland by March. Well, Dr. Melinda Keller is here to help you obtain a new weight loss and overall better health goal. Dr. Melinda Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center are here to evaluate you head to toe and attack your goals one step at a time. Believe it or not, losing 20 to 40 plus pounds is actually a pretty achievable task. Trust me, I'm living proof. Dr. Keller is here to help and shows time and time again that her patients and their well-being always comes first. She's helped me tremendously over the years. She's helping me right now. Do yourself a favor. Make your New Year's resolution a reality. Call Dr. Melinda Keller today at 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. Change your life today.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up. I want to tell you about Steve Perillo, my friend Steve Perillo. We have put our heads together and built a very special Follow Joey, that would be me, to Italy tour. It's for you, for listening to AM 970. You're our family. You had a family. We sold out in 2 weeks. Boom. When we put this out there, 2 weeks, gone. So what are we going to do? You just heard Frankie. We are doing Episcopo with a side order of Murano tour because we want everybody wanted to go, and then we sold out, so we added a second bus that Frankie is going to be on, and it's exactly what it sounds like. I will be there, and so will five boroughs. Two buses traveling in the same destinations. When I tell you Rome and Sorrento, 3 days in Sorrento, you can make mozzarella in Sorrento to teach you how to make mozzarella, I'm telling you, or you could come with me to Avellino, and you could go to my grandfather's hometown of Prato alla Sera. Love to have you go with us. You go to Florence after that, Venice, Pompeii, Capri. I will be at all five group dinners, three group lunches, the wine tasting in Tuscany, and the intimate cabaret. Yes, we're doing I am doing a show in Rome. I'm so excited about that. And Steve Perillo is a very talented guy. He sings, plays the piano, and knows these Neapolitan folk songs. Boom, Steve Perillo at the piano. Piscopo doing a little Frank right there in Rome. Come on, you know you want to go. 888 Perillo, 888 Perillo. You can call your travel agent or call Janice over at PerilloTours.com. All the gals are waiting for you at Perillo Tours in Jersey. They're waiting for you to call 888 Perillo, or you can again go to PerilloTours.com. You just tell them you want to go Piscopo. It's Piscopo. I want to see Piscopo with a side order of Murano, baby. But I'm telling you, this is selling out quickly. I tell you because you are family. And when this goes, it's finito. So please go to, if you would, PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 851. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05.
Oh,
Mike, just work it. Did you see the tweet I just tweeted out? You have to see the tweet. It's me walking down the hall. And then showing the big Mike Gallagher picture. You have to see this tweet.
Here we go.
I said, handsome. I'm going to buy
a Joe Piscopo sign with lights.
Please.
I want it to blink. Like Kevin McCullough, because you know Kevin McCullough has a sign with lights. So I want to get Kevin. I'm going to call Kevin's sign maker and say, can you have one made for Joe Piscopo, please?
I go down the hallway. You're listening, and there's this beautiful, handsome picture of Mike Gallagher right there. I mean, like Frankie Fibro says, it's a mouse-sized picture, you know? It's like right there. You go down to my office. What do I got? Nothing. I got nothing. Mike, maybe you can talk to some people.
Please.
You can talk to Mr. Boyce.
Who's Mr. Italy? Who's Mr. Entertainer? Who's Mr. Legend? Are you kidding me? We are AM 970 the Piscopo. That's what we need to rebrand. I mean, you are our anchor, our face, our voice. Who's on the side of buses? Who's on a bus? Who has his own bus?
My face got mushed. John Gabling bumped me. Remember? I get bumped all the time. Are you kidding me? I get bumped all the time.
Happy Friday, Mike.
I've been listening. You're on fire, man. There's so much going on, and
there's so much. And I listen to you every morning. I'm driving into work, and I'm hearing the Joe Piscopo show, which is better than ever.
Man.
I mean, all of us. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. My buddy Mark Davis Davis in Dallas always says, the talk radio gods keep smiling, you know? And Joe, and your common sense approach to all these tough issues, these are difficult issues, these are weird, troubling times. I mean, stop and think about this. Roseanne Barr is out in 30 seconds for a bad tweet, a terrible tweet. This kid, Jussie Smollett, goes to work. He leaves from that awful scrum, and man, you saw that pack of camera people and everything, and getting to the car, and goes right to the lot to shoot his scenes for Empire. He's been charged with one of the most horrific hoaxes. You heard the police superintendent yesterday, the anger
Eddie Johnson,
in his voice. Eddie Johnson, just as a black man, this tremendous, tremendous message he had about the pain of using a noose. Of a hoax, and they went to work. They're giving him $125,000 an episode, and they're apparently standing by him, Joe. How? Listen, I'm at a point right now, and it hit me last night about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. The Democrats and the left, they are going to absolutely blow any chance they think they've got of beating Trump in 2020. Now Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren coming out in favor of reparations. Reparations. We're back to that. Now think what that means. I want one of your hardworking listeners in Queens or Jersey to stop and consider what it looks like when everyone in America who's not black has to pay basically a fine to everybody who is black. Can you imagine what that's going to look like when people have their wages garnished?
For them to pander like that, and your point is so well taken about this Jussie Smollett. It's like, wait a minute, Corey's a friend, and I know I get vilified for saying that, Cory Booker, but where is Kamala? Where's Corey? Where's Elizabeth? Where's everybody that backed this guy? They backed him, and they don't step up, and they never go, but the Mueller probe, it's Adam Schiff. Is someone in the Democratic Party going to say, you know what, we blew the call, sorry about that, let's move on?
That's yesterday what the police superintendent said. Just say you're sorry, Jussie. You want justice. That's where we begin, with an apology. But he's doubling down. His lawyer, he's got Mark Garagos on board now, a high profile criminal defense attorney. Perhaps they're going to try to paint this as a he said thing. The brothers turned again. I don't know. I'm as baffled right now as Maxine Waters is, and that's saying something. Because she's in perpetual confusion.
Something's wrong there.
So we'll tackle it all today, beginning at 10. And, of course, and also, hey, did you see the conservative activist assaulted on the campus of Berkeley, that video?
I did see that.
USA, Charlie Kirk's group, Candace Owens. We hope to have Candace Owens on the show to talk about. You want to talk about a hate crime? What do you think would happen if some conservative Trump supporter just assaulted physically a Black Lives Matter protester on campus somewhere?
Just like that. Mike, you got to listen to Mike, 10:05, must-listen radio. Mike,
thank you,
I love you, man. Have a great weekend. Go get him.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Find the good fight, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Mike Gallagher. Thanks so much. 8:56, Joe Lumberg standing by. He has the weather for us, which looks kind of nice. It was so warm yesterday and today as well, Joey, right?
Yeah, it's not as warm as yesterday, but, 46 is not bad. I'll take that. Normal high is, 43? So we're on the plus side of normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Mid-40s tomorrow, and it's dry throughout the day. Most of our rain is tomorrow night and Sunday morning. Sunday, temperatures are going to jump into the mid and upper 50s, but don't get used to it. It is going to be colder early next week. And Monday is going to be a really windy day. I mean, there's going to be wind gusts probably to 35, 40 miles per hour around here Sunday night and Monday.
Joe, what's colder? Colder mean? Not like cold. Like what,
30s? No. We're done with the Arctic cold. That's not coming back. We're done with that.
I love when you say that, Joe Lubberg. Yeah. Really.
And
so
if we get past, I'd say, the 10th of March, spring's coming. It's
boom!
Spring will be
boom!
Here.
Shine that bike up. Joe Lumberg, thank you so much, Joey. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it so much, Joey. Always appreciate it right there. Hey, it's Joe Lumberg. Oh, gosh. Can I get a quick call, Albert, real quick? Can I do this? Dr. Anthony, we got a couple seconds. Dr. Anthony, we got a couple seconds. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Joseph. I'm sorry it's been a long time since I called you. But again, I'm rallying against the chancellor, Richard Cadenza. He addressed a large group of parents last night, in District 24 in Queens, and he's against gifted and talented programs. He's openly against children that are more advanced than other children, and he blames and he looks upon this as a negative. If a child comes from a home and the parents give the child everything that they need, which a good parent like yourself should do, then that's a negative.
Yeah. You know what, doctor? It's a great topic. And if you, it is. It's like always, you're vilified, you know, if you try to do good. I feel that way sometimes in the country. If you do work as hard as you can, you get punished for it, or you don't get any break at all. You know, thank you, doctor, for checking in. Hey, Jeff Norris is going to join us the next hour. You know what I mean? Jeff is one of the funniest cats in the world. We're doing a benefit at Centenary College in Hackettstown, New Jersey on April 14th. We want you to go to Jeff as funny as ever. And Dr. Nina Radcliffe, you know, she's a practicing physician, health advocate, syndicated columnist, TV contributor. It's American Heart Month. Did you know that? February? Well, we'll be talking to Dr. Nina about your heart, you know. And it's Episcopal in the Morning. Big Al is here. And Debbie's on the roads for you. And you can call. We will get to the calls if you call in at 877-970-2999. Radio Episcopo live from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees and 859. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York Times is endorsing Councilman Jumaane Williams in the New York City public advocate election. The paper praises the Brooklyn official for his steadfast willingness to stand up to powerful interests. There are 17 candidates on the ballot in the special election. The post opened up after Letitia James was elected to be New York State Attorney General. Voters will make their decision this Tuesday. The state of New Jersey is celebrating native son Anthony Bourdain. The New Jersey Assembly approved the Anthony Bourdain food trail in the celebrity chef's honor. Bourdain committed suicide last year. In sports, Nets lost to the Trailblazers 113-99. Rangers lost to the Wild at the Garden 4-1. Devils shut out the Senators at the Rock 4-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970. The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.